This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Please can we welcome our with a sound. Atakbir!
Allahu Akbar.
Are we happy to see her? Atakbir! MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Tabarakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. How about assalamu alaikum? Alhamdulillah. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'a'in la yusma'. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. I just made a dua for those of you who don't know Arabic, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us a beneficial knowledge, but more importantly is actually make us benefit from the knowledge, the beneficial knowledge, then inshallah we are going to be all learning. And I always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a refuge in Allah, to protect me and protect us all from a knowledge that is not beneficial, from a heart that does not surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from a nafs, us, that never has enough. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me speak what pleases Him. I didn't come to Lagos not because I don't want to come to Lagos. It's actually, we had a woman conference last week, and this was planned about 6 months ago, so it was very hard not to go on with the program. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah made me arrive here. It's actually 24 hours exactly. I landed yesterday morning. And it's a pleasure to be here. One of the first things I noticed, the people of Nigeria, that always they smile. And this is really nice. And they don't make it, they don't fake it. It's natural. And this is something really good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it. Because that's a sign that you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless of whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. And I'm sure there is tests here, like there is tests everywhere in the world. You still keep your smile and keep it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more. Before I start my talk, I want everyone, let us not forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza. As you all know, yesterday was the first day they slept without bombings, without death, without suffering. And this is not something easy. Unless you've lived such experience, you will not really feel what they are going through or went through. And I've spoken about it many times, but it's a good idea and reminder always benefit the believers. We actually did what we can do to help them, but I would say, and I don't know who is hearing me from them, I personally learned from them a lot. I learned from the woman of Gaza, what does it mean to be a faithful person, a woman of faith. I learned from the men of Gaza, what does it mean to be grateful to Allah? It is extremely mind-blowing to see again and again and again and again different people, ages, women, men, children, in the middle of the rubbles, lost beloved ones, lost everything they have, and nothing comes out of their mouth other than Alhamdulillah. What a faith they have. What did Allah give them that He didn't give me or us? It's something really for years, if not generations, we'll be speaking about that. As they taught us, the least we can do is remember them. Yes, in dua, any other way we can help. But more importantly, two things. Let's go back to Allah and become the servants He wants us to be. And let us, don't forget them, of course, in your dua. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this truce that it is supposed to be for 4 days, forever, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. So the question behind me is what I was asked to talk about. And I'm going to ask you, I know it's a big crowd, but maybe I can hear some of you. And the question to everybody, do we really have a role in this changing world? Yes or no? I want to hear it. I hear only the woman's side. So you all agree. Alhamdulillah. Then the next question is going to be, what is this? What role I, and we're talking about individual, each one of us, and then we become collectively as a nation. What role we have, or let me put it another way, what role Allah wants from me is not what you want from me or you want from me. What does my Creator and yours want from us? And I'll take you through the journey of course, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a verse that I have no doubt most of you are aware of. It's in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, and the verse is 110. Allah said the following, I'll say it in Arabic for the barakah of the Quran, and then I'll translate it. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. This is what Allah is saying. I want you all to give me your heart before your brain. Because there's verses in the Quran, I really have to feel it. And I need to see and say to myself what Allah wants from me. The Quran is talking to you and me. It's not something just to read and have the barakah and the reward. It's a manuscript for me and you to change the role. And he said, Subhana, kuntum khayra ummah. You were the best nation that has been sent للناس, to people. Question for everybody, and I want to hear an answer. Are we the best ummah? Yes or no? All the time? Categorically? Don't we sound arrogant? Alhamdulillah, everyone is thinking. That's what we need. This khayriya, as they say, this description of being the best is not because I am a Muslim. It's not because I am a believer. Otherwise, he would have said it, subhana. He said the three conditions, and I'll translate in a second. He requires, subhana, three things from all of us to qualify for this khayriya, to be the best people. So, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You were the best people sent to humanity. Why, Ya Allah? Because I was born in Africa. Because I am from Nigeria. Or because I come from the United States. No. Has nothing to do with this. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof. You enjoying good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you prevent or avoid evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you believe in Allah. And I am going to focus on the first two because it's related to this, to the question. What does it mean that I enjoin good and I forbid evil? And I kept saying I or you. I am not talking about the collective one. The collective one is not my duty and yours. Here is me as one person. The most important thing, or let me ask you this, who's the most important person that I need to apply this verse to, change them enjoy good and prevent evil. Who's that person? Is one person. All of you are thinking. Who's that person? Me. Me. If I do not apply this on me, I am not going to be able to do it. Neither inside my family, in my own extended family, in my neighborhood, at work, nationwide. What does that mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah As-Saff at the end of the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun? Kabura maqtan inda Allahi, an taqulu ma la taf'alun. Hey believers, oh you believers, this applies to everybody in this room. Why do you say what you don't do? Kabura maqtan inda Allah. It is very hated. One of the biggest things that is hated to Allah, that you say things and you don't do it. Give you an example. How many of you tell your children, did you pray? Very common question all over the world. I've heard it more than once. The child, especially if he or she is teenagers, they look back and says, did you? Did you? So the first step to change, for changing, to have a role on this earth, of changing, did I change? Am I a person who tell myself, do this good thing that Allah wants you to do, although I don't want to do it, I don't like it, it's too hard, it's too complicated, nobody else is doing it, why should I? Am I a person who, when I want to do something, and I know for sure is not pleasing to Allah, I am going to control myself? I'm going to say, don't do it, that's not pleasing to Allah? Or I am going to say, just this time, it's okay, tomorrow I'll change. So the first step in the role, and we all agreed we have a role, is me changing me. Meaning, I want to see hands. How many of you in this room, again, brothers and sisters, say, I am the servant that Allah put on this earth, and when He is looking at you and looking at you and looking at me, He will say, this is my servant. How many of you can raise their hand, her or his hand, confidently and say, this is me? You are an honest audience. And I didn't raise my hand too. Alhamdulillah, then I can change. Once I change, I'm changing the other. I will be able to change the other. So the first thing we agreed, all of us, we do have a role. We should have a role. We have to play that role and practice that role. Otherwise, he's going to ask me, when I am going to have this private interview with him, and he's going to say to me, I put you on this earth, what did you do with it? I made you live 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever Allah wills. What did you do with it? How did you serve me, him, subhana? So that's the first thing I want everyone to remember. There is obstacles why I am not doing it. And the first and the biggest one, especially in this day and age of the globalization. Now I'm talking here, there is a good possibility somebody in the United States is hearing me immediately. And when I give a talk in the States, many of you hears me. So there is no borders anymore. And that's why we have a lot of obstacles to change, to be the Muslim Allah wants me to be. There's a verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah. I love it. It keeps me going. This is how I say. keeps me going in this day and age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Allah is saying this to you and me. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you believer, take care of yourself. Worry about yourself. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ. The people who are going astray, they will not harm you if you stay and you keep going as a guided people. What does that mean? In my role to change the narratives, I'm going to have a lot of obstacles. You all agree with me. One obstacle is me, and one obstacle is you, meaning the people around me. And one big obstacle is what we are being fed day and night on the media, on the movies, and everything else. How do I stay going? How do I stay strong? This verse, worry about yourself. Work on yourself. Don't worry about the others. That doesn't mean leave them, but don't let them change you. My role is to change people, not them changing me. If anyone asks you, or if I ask you, or you ask me, what was the most important role of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did, and because of what he did, you and me sitting today in Nigeria talking about Islam, he changed people. And he changed individuals one by one. And you all know the story. You all know the seerah. One by one, he changed them. With patient, persistent, never gave up, and never let obstacles stop him. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do, my sisters and my brothers. You know your role. You need to know who you are and what are you doing on this earth. Don't worry about the others. I don't want to hear, look what other Muslims are doing. He's not going to ask me about that. He's going to ask me about what I did. The fact you don't change, the fact you continue to be the Muslim Allah wants you to be, you will affect others. It's contagious. Evil is contagious, but also goodness is contagious. So don't change. Stay who you are. My beautiful sisters, I love the dress code I have seen so far in Nigeria. It's beautiful. Don't change it. It's beautiful. It's Allah pleasing. Keep doing it. I don't care if the rest of the world will look at you. If I'll take you with me to the States and I'll take you to a shopping mall, you are with me, we will be the only two people dress the way we are dressed. You know what? Be happy. I remember this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And for the brothers, when the time of salah comes in and you are in the mall or you're at work and you're the only Muslim, and there's so many stories, I can share it with you all. Get up and go for salah. You'll be the only one. But remember this hadith. بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وسيعود غريبا كما جاء فطوبى للغرباء. He said the following, عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said Islam came as a stranger and is gonna come back as a stranger as it started. At work in my hospital, I'm the only one. I'm sure many of you have lived this. So when I walk in the walkways in the hospital and everyone is looking at me and I say, طُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. طُوبَ is a place in Jannah. Do you want a place in Jannah? Yes or no? Yes or no? And do you think you will get to Jannah by easy way? أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. That's what Allah said. Again in Ali Imran, do you think you will enter Jannah? ولما يعلم الله المجاهدين منكم والصابرين. You think you will enter Jannah and Allah will not know who really struggled for his sake and those who practice patience?